Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Toll-free number if you're active duty military and want to talk to Stuart Rhodes, have a question, a comment, or want to give him some info. Toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We'll go to your calls coming up in the next segment and get more into that Alamo thing, because we talked to the land commissioner who said, look, it's number one, it's the law that you're allowed to have guns open carry, but number two, that's state property, so they can have their guns on the Alamo. And he's the land commissioner, and it's over that, and the police chief is like going back and forth, but it just shows how out of control things are. Jakari Jackson did an interview with him and aired the other night. We should probably air that. We'll air that tomorrow. David Knight's doing the radio show tomorrow, so I want to air that land commissioner interview because it's a big deal tomorrow and some of the special reports when David Knight's here. But, Stuart, getting into what you're saying behind the scenes about Oath Keepers is decentralized, perfectly designed, just like the founders, to be ideas. Those are bulletproof. They can come after you, but they can't shut down the signal.
Well, we want our guys to form these teams as a working model, and then to go out there also as training cadre. But it's not that we want everyone to join Oath Keepers to form a team. We want our guys to lead by example and help others form their own teams in neighborhood watches, in veterans halls, in churches. Just you don't even have to even talk to us. Just go on our website. We'll post all the information about how to do it, all the SOPs, recommended equipment lists, things like that, and training goals, and just run with it. If you want our advice, contact us, and we'll help you out. We'll help you do it. That way it's decentralized. It's from the people themselves ground up. It's not some select group of warriors.
Explain the A-team model.
Well, the A-team model is from the Special Forces A-team, where you have two specialists in each category on the team, like two medics, two communications experts, two engineers, which are things you need out there in the field. So if one is hurt or killed, you still have another one. And what we're doing is saying
force multiplication.
You bet. But their main goal, SS main mission, is not direct action. It's to go out there and teach. To go out and teach other people how to take care of themselves and how to overthrow the oppressor. You know, de oppresso liber. So we're taking that model and saying we want to apply the same model and adapt it to our communities. What do we need in every town and neighborhood? You cannot improvise communications. Either you got it or you don't. Either you got radios or you don't. It's really difficult to improvise medical care. And same goes for emergency power, like generators and solar power. Either you got it or you don't. So put those critical things in place and a security element to protect them, and that's the nucleus. So even if your neighbors are asleep and not paying attention now, when the crap hits the fan, you are there as a unit ready to lead them. Most guys got guns, especially here in Texas or rural Montana, other parts of the country. They have firearms, but they don't have those other critical infrastructure elements. So put those in place. And
notice the globalists have done everything they can to phase that out because they understand that's key. If you're not self-sufficient, you're domesticated, they win. And I studied basic history and ran into the French resistance model and then some of the Northern European models of total resistance, read the book Total Resistance, out of a lot of that, well, out of the founders, you know, the A-team model. I've used that in information warfare with the truth just to try to get others out there as citizen reporters to then teach others, you can't kill Alex Jones and shut down the info war now.
Right. Doesn't work. And remember that the founding fathers in their wisdom used both very open public organizing and their secret Sons of Liberty organization. They had public militias and town hall meetings, but they also had the Sons of Liberty. We're saying do both. Be very open and public about organizing sheriff posse behind a good sheriff, organizing neighborhood watches, getting all your veterans, your local VFW to stand up together. I mean, you're already on a list, guys. If you're a veteran,
have a public operation in face and then have your secret operation.
If you've got, you know, you should have plan A, B, and C for your family. That should be private. That's need-to-know basis only. I don't want to know where your safe houses are or where your second place to go.
Because that's a sell method as well.
Right.
Stuff that's individual, you know that. Stuff that's group.
You bet.
That way you can't grab one person and learn the whole operation.
And the advantage to doing the very public organizing is, think about this. What did Solzhenitsyn tell us? The mistake they made in the Soviet Union is they all were isolated by themselves, hoping the secret police did not come to their door, and they did not have any mutual aid or mutual self-defense. If you have an organized community, it's much less likely the secret police will be able to get away with it coming to your house.
Bottom line, we're going to teach people how to take care of themselves and then resist. And when we come back, that's why the federally run Southern Poverty Law Center is so scared now. We're going to explain the warning they're putting out when we come back. And they should be concerned. The globalists are a criminal takeover arm. We are rightfully resisting it, and we are hoping for peace. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you live with stress? If you have nervousness or common everyday anxiety, we're looking for you. Because right now we're sending risk-free supplies of a fast-acting supplement to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls right now will learn how to get a risk-free bottle of Stress Block, a naturally derived formula that promotes feelings of calmness, focus, and well-being in a great-tasting chewable. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-547-8490. Stress Block is a fast-acting, non-prescription formula to support relaxation without causing drowsiness. Your nervousness is guaranteed to begin fading like magic in no time. This special risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for this exclusive Stress Block risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-547-8490. That's 1-800-547-8490. Call 1-800-547-8490.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Your slave, New World Order. Yeah!
On the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Out of my way, out of my day, out of your mind and into play.
This is a message directly to the globalists. I am not your slave. I am not your property. I can't help it. I can't sell out. I can't give in. It isn't in me. And I could feel. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. I could feel the Sons of Liberty rising yet again. Stuart Rhodes is our guest. I want to go to your phone calls. Pete, John, Woody, Renee, Chad, and others. We're taking calls from current military or folks that have family in the military. Any questions or comments for Stuart Rhodes, founder and the head of Oath Keepers? Oathkeepers.org. Very important to support those folks. And it's so good to know Stuart, know he's a for real organization and has weathered all the attacks because he set up the operation as informational and decentralized exactly as InfoWars has done. Just studying basic history and resistance against Soviets and the Nazis. That's what I did. I knew it was coming 20 years ago. I studied how they were countered. I'm here to counter them. I'm here to take action. I need you to join me. And we've done that together. And it is exciting to know that we have the initiative. They took over the Federal Reserve. They set up the systems. They're in control of unlimited blood supply, as you said, but we have the right. And if we're on the side of good. And if we continue to point that out, it's over for them. Stuart, breaking news at DrudgeReport.com. This is in the news articles that are coming out. White House and IRS exchange confidential taxpayer info. Now, that's been known for a while, but now it's coming out. The White House tried to deny it. Again, this is beyond Nixon, and now under Obamacare, it gives them all your medical data. I mean, how much of this will we put up with? But you were talking about during the break, letting the illegals come and protest, but arresting veterans if they try to go see the World War II memorials. Now they're shutting down most of Arlington Cemetery, knowing people were pre-booked to go visit their loved ones.
What's next? The Tomb of the Unknown Soldier will be unguarded for the first time in its history? So who knows? I mean, but the more they do this, actually, I think it's great because they're just showing everyone how absurd it is and how Orwellian they've become. The mask is coming off, and through their own arrogance, they don't realize what they're doing. I want them to piss off every American veteran and every active duty military. The more they act like jackasses towards the military and the veterans, the better.
But you went to Yale as a law student and as a graduate and rubbed elbows with these guys.
They don't understand the military culture.
They are arrogant. I mean, they really think they're all powerful.
They do not understand the military. They do not understand where they come from. They don't understand traditional Americans. It's like they're autistic. They're brilliant on paper and certain ways, but when it comes to common sense, they don't have it. They do not have it, and they're blind to what they're doing.
Why, at multiple parks, would they lock people down in the hotel, say you can't leave for days, pull guns on foreigners pulling up in buses to see to see Yosemite or Yellowstone? I mean, it's they're crazy on their power trip.
Yeah, well, they're trying to magnify and amplify the shutdown to say, oh, look how horrible it is. But what they're really doing is pissing people off. People know it's bull.
They're now giving tickets to people that show up at the Grand Canyon. That's CBS News.
Right. And so folks know it's nonsense. So the more they do this, if they keep acting like this, we will reach the 90% that they had in East Germany who are aware of how illegitimate and evil the regime was. I hope they keep doing this. I hope the Senate signs that ridiculous UN treaty. You know, the more they do this, the easier it is for us to wake people up. It's becoming easier and easier. We've had guys who 2 years ago wouldn't listen to us in a veterans hall walking up to us now and apologizing, saying, I'm sorry I didn't listen to you. You were right. And now they're ready to take action. So the more they do this, the easier it is for us to wake people up. But we have to make sure that they actually do something rather than just look around and go, this is bad.
Well, look at how 7 Obama czars have said they love Mao Zedong, the greatest mass murderer in history. I mean, these people, and when you listen to them talk, they can barely talk, and they're all crusty looking and weird and just corrupt, but everybody just follows their orders. I mean, these are really a bunch of freaks.
Well, everybody in their circle, and that's why they only see the reflection of their own echo chamber, and so they think that everyone will do what they're told. They believe, like Kissinger said, that all the military are just useless, dumb animals to do what they're told, but we know different, and we know from history that that's not the way it's going to go.
Well, here's the difference. They may get poor people and all the rest of it, but a lot of folks join because of family and history of the military, and there's a few join because they like to kill people, but overall they're great folks. And I've learned, out of anybody in the culture, the reason the system hates military vets is they've had to live in the real world. They know the government lies to them. They know they're given bad vaccines. They know they get financially lied to and cheated. They know the corrupt stuff that goes on, and they have been in the real world and are not afraid to fight back. And so, of course, these ivory-towered cowards hate them. They hate anybody that's real, anybody that's experienced anything. They're scared of you.
And they're not eunuchs. And they're not Eloi for the Molochs. They are people with courage. And as you said earlier, what they want is a hyper-militarized, hyper-masculine state. And they want a sheeple. And the only other people in society they want to have that are, masculine or able to take care of themselves would be the hyper-criminals. So what the military does, and all the veterans, is throws a monkey wrench in that. They are not emaciated. They are not sheeple. These are people who can think for themselves and act on their own when they know what's right, and they have courage. The most bottom line essential thing you must have is courage, as Aristotle said. Courage is the first virtue, because without courage, knowledge, wisdom doesn't matter.
If you don't have courage, you will submit to all new tyrannies and make excuses for it,
right?
Until we have the video of Austin yesterday, 14 out of 20 signed a petition to make everyone wear helmets when they leave their house.
Absolutely. So courage is the first virtue. And we have that. But what they will do, what they can do, is what they did during Katrina. When you have a disaster, that was the test. in Katrina, because it was seen as a real emergency by the troops, you had active duty military obeying orders to go and confiscate firearms. Part out of ignorance, but also because they perceived it as a real emergency. That's why it's critical for folks to get squared away in their communities so it's no longer a real emergency. They remove the pretext. You can weather any storm on your own. You don't need martial law to make you safe.
Well, plus, it did backfire. They passed a law saying the feds can't do that. There was already laws on the books. You later learned there were units that did actually stand down and say no.
There were some. Yeah.
Yes, but the point is, it wasn't about stopping looters. That was the police mainly. It was actually going into the rich areas and stealing their guns.
Right. And so the point is, though, it's a reflection of human nature that the more dire the emergency, the more unprepared the people, the more likely it is that the military and police will obey the orders. And the more likely your neighbors will submit to it because they want the food. They feel desperate.
So it's essential to learn how to skin a buck, run a trot line, have storable food, firearms, and communications, and know your neighbors.
A country boy can survive. That's right. And an American can't survive. Be a real American. A real American doesn't sit on the couch.
Because you can't starve them out and you can't make them run.
That's right.
That's the answer. Can't starve us out, can't make us run.
That's it. You want security and you want food security, physical security to defend yourselves and each other. This was the founders' model. They grew their own food. They were independent farmers. They were all in the militia. You could not use the militia to oppress the people.
And they'd all been in a bunch of real wars, so you couldn't push them around.
Right. They fought the French and Indians on the frontier for hundreds of years. That is who King George pissed off. Wasn't the Boston merchants who were dangerous. It was the folks out in the countryside who were far more radical than even the Bostonians were. They had no idea what they were doing. They thought they were dealing only with Sam Adams and John Hancock, a rich merchant. They thought they were a pain in the neck. Then when they pissed off the townspeople out in the rural areas by banning town hall meetings, that's when they really woke the sleeping giant up. And the same thing's going to happen here in this country. You know, it's not what you and I say. It's the guy down the road who's been a World War II vet, a Korean War veteran, Vietnam vet. His whole family's been military. He was a veteran. That's the guy.
And when he pulls up at a checkpoint where they're taking guns, all bets are off. And pretty soon there won't be any more of those checkpoints.
Yeah, that's right. So there's, and if he organizes all the other veterans and all the other gun owners in his county in particular, and they get behind a good sheriff with a posse behind the sheriff, it can't be done. Under those circumstances, the TSA Viper squads won't be able to do anything.
Tell us about the Southern Poverty Law Center now. They're calling you the fifth column.
Well, in their comments, they have some readers saying we're a fifth column and we're planning to take over. But of course, the absurdity of that is what we want is
we want America and the Republic back. They've taken over.
Exactly. And we want every American to be trained. We don't want us to be the warrior class. I don't want
that. No, that's the opposite. You're the opposite of them.
Exactly.
They want to be the commissars and everybody else is puling slaves.
They want the hyper warrior class to be under their control only, and as you said, they're the commissars. What they don't want is they don't want independent, resilient Americans who raise their own children, who grow their own food, who have their own raw milk. They don't want that, who take care of their own security.
You know what's amazing? I'm going to skip this network break so we can get all these calls before our next guest comes up. I'm going to have you with us as well when Tosh Plumlee joins us. Said Chumley, thinking of the guy from Pawn Stars. My kids like to watch that show. The point is that you can feel the history happening. I mean, this is not a game. And now I've always known they were tyrants, but now I realize they're really the worst brand. I mean, we're really dealing with evil, and it's almost empowering to know we've been right and to know that nothing's going to stop these trains going together. This is the way it is.
Yeah.
And I'm just honored to be alive in a generation that gets to be in the real fight to decide the whole next cycle of human development.
Yep.
Because this is it.
Yep. Embrace the suck. Recognize your place in history. You are born here at this time as an American for a reason, and it's not to live on your knees.
It's not to have Google glasses and be a trendy and dance around and you know, die young from fluoride. I mean, it's not just to watch TV and NFL all day.
Right.
I mean, that's not what this is about.
Or take your chains and leave your children in chains. So it's time for us to realize our place in history and embrace it. You know?
What do you think of the Austinites signing a petition for Obama that everyone have to wear a helmet when they walk down the street?
That's not real Texas. I don't know what that is, but that ain't Texas. So that's Austin.
Well, Austin doesn't have voting. We've proven it's fraudulent and run by a criminal group. I mean, I had it certified at the state level, and they said that doesn't matter.
Right.
But no, these are the trendies in the UT sector, and they believe they run the city. But it's true that right outside Austin, people would laugh at you about this. But I'm telling you, I don't know what you call these people. I mean, it is.
Or Eloy.
Describe the Eloy and the Morlocks.
Right, from the Time Machine. There were the Eloy who were basically food for the Morlocks. They were raised to be cattle, and they were submissive, subservient, did not even help each other out, and didn't know how to resist. That's what these people are. They're willing, they're self-actualized Eloy. They turn themselves into Eloy.
And they think it's a virtue. Like, if you really talk to them later, they'll admit they know what's wrong, but they go, it doesn't matter, I'm on the winning team. If I submit, I will succeed. And it's like, no, that isn't working like that.
Yeah, they love Big Brother. So, but as I said earlier, they're useful idiots. In the end, the powers that be don't care about them either.
Briefly, the Alamo situation coming up, and then we're going to go to the calls.
Well, we had a march in Temple, Texas for open carry in support of the active duty soldier who was detained while he was open carrying out with his son, Mr. Grisham, Sergeant Grisham.
You just had dinner with him, didn't you?
We missed dinner, unfortunately, but probably tonight. But we went there. It was Open Carry of Texas put the march on, and Oathkeeper supported it. So we were there for that one, and we're going to the one next weekend on the 19th at the Alamo. Same thing. Open carry of a long arm in Texas is legal. And what is the better place to go but at the Alamo? The whole issue there was the refusal to submit, the refusal to turn in their guns. And as you see right here in this coffee cup, You've got Colonel Travis saying, victory or death, I shall never surrender or retreat. And that's the mindset we have to have as Americans. So we're going there to honor Americans from Lexington Green through the Alamo who have taken the same stand, and in that same spirit, take our stand and draw our line in the sand and say, we are not going to submit to being disarmed.
And by the way, he knew 5,000-7,000 soldiers were coming for their 180-something. Why did they make the decision to do that? Because they'd been ordered to go down there, they were committed to it, and they were men of destiny. We need to become men of destiny again.
They knew that they were going to light the fire that would lead to the independence of the Republic of Texas, and they did. They knew it, and they were willing to pay that price. Sometimes it's worth paying the price.
That's completely different from the... They are the diametrically the opposite of those trendies. 180 degrees.
Right, absolutely. The trendies and their view is anything to save my skin, to preserve my safety, all that matters is me. And for men like this, Minister Lexington, the men who assaulted the beaches at Iwo Jima and at Normandy, it was exactly the opposite. They were throwing themselves on the front lines to save their country, and they believed to fight for freedom. Not always. That's how it's gone throughout history.
And that's why the enemy demonizes the patriots, because they know we are the threat to their total takeover.
Right.
Of our children, everything. Unbelievable. Well, let's go to Renee in Louisiana, then Chad, Woody, John, and Pete. Thanks for holding. Renee, you're on the air from Louisiana. You're a Marine. Go ahead. You're on the air. Renee, go ahead. Okay, put Renee on hold or let them go. Let's go to Woody. Go ahead. You're on the air, Woody.
Yes, hi, Alex. How are you today?
I'm fine. Go ahead.
Okay, Mr. Rose, I read your call, basically what sounds like a call to arms in America, and retired law enforcement with family in the military, and my oldest son, who did a tour in Iraq and Afghanistan, he's now out of the service. Don't you think with the NSA spying apparatus and the police state that's now in place that if Oathkeepers does organize like this, that they'll be the first ones to be targeted, to be, you know, subjects under the National Defense Authorization Act?
Yeah, potentially. But I think by then it's too late. We'll have spread the good virus. So we want our guys to go out there. They're already on a list. If you're an Oathkeeper member, you're on a list already. So why not go out and replicate yourself?
The enemy putting patriots on lists shows they're an occupying enemy.
Right.
This is not the government.
But the utility of it is I want to go replicate my skills in somebody else. If I'm afraid to go teach another American what I know how to do, which was reconnaissance patrolling, or whatever your MOS was, if you're afraid to do that, they win. You don't pass on those skills. You don't organize your fellow Americans. See yourself, if you want to see yourself as being on a kamikaze mission, that's fine.
No, you're a seed.
Yeah, I'm going out there to plant the seed as like an SFA team. They might be rounded up and killed, but by the time that happens, they'll have already organized the population. It's already too late to stop.
Plus, more than even training people, you're teaching them that they can resist.
Well, sure.
Once people start thinking of that, they're going to figure out their ways as well.
And you're not going to have security. Look, guys, a secret cell structure is not going to stop the secret police from getting you in the middle of the night. But if you organize your entire neighborhood and all the veterans in your town, now the secret police can no longer
out. Well, by the way, I mean, I'm no military guy, but I've studied it. If they start rounding people up, you don't wait in your houses. You go out.
Right.
Then the defense is offense.
You're not.
You go on the offense the minute they start rounding people up.
So in the worst case, I mean, look, here, just to back up a second. This is what Americans are supposed to be doing anyway. The founders told us that we have a responsibility to take our protection and our national security in our own hands as a militia. That's why it says in the Second Amendment it's necessary for the security of a free state. You will not be free and you will not be secure without it. A secret cell structure is not going to help you when looters come rolling over your house and burn you out and kill you. A secret cell is also not going to stop the secret police. So it does not provide for neighborhood security. It does not provide for your neighbors to be secure so they don't.
The answer is we're the good guys. We're out in the open. We're the Americans against the occupier.
Well, even if you're talking about a worst case scenario, but the utility of it is as the founders did with the open militias, is it forces them to try to bring out the standing army.
And that's why the open carry is so important, because they'd already taught people guns were illegal. The average idiot thinks they're illegal. The open carry lets them know, no, it's okay to have guns, and now the guns are back in the racks of the pickup trucks again.
Right.
We're now, this is true civil rights movement. God bless you, sir. I appreciate your call. Let's go to Chad in Minnesota. You're on the air, Afghan vet. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Appreciate everything you guys are doing. I just want to let you know, we need our country back. That's for sure. This is just ridiculous. Things are out of hand. I'm an 11 Bravo infantry soldier. I was over in Afghanistan, and things are just out of hand. It's ridiculous.
Well, that's the key. The globalists aren't going to just back off either. They're not going to move slow anymore. They know we're winning the info war. They're trying to move it into the next phase. Go ahead.
And I just want to let you know that I'm not going to sit back and stand for it. If they want to come to my door and take my weapon, they can take it off a pile of brass of my dead body afterwards. So, completely fine with me. I'll rally all my friends and neighbors. And I was born, and raised by my father, who was a jack of all trades. Because I tell you what, our biggest problem in this country is everybody only knows one thing.
Right.
That's what you were saying to me last night, Stuart, is the key is that we all need to be generalists. We need to have full spectrum understanding of basics.
Every American should have light infantry skills, and you could specialize in one thing like an SF-18, but then you should cross-train. He's right. You should be able to take care of yourself and your family. As Highland said, specialization is for insects.
He was an Eagle Scout, and we were raised through, going through the woods, knowing how to take care of yourself. We go hunting, we go fishing. Right. If it comes down to it, we can survive, and that's the biggest thing. But most people are too afraid.
Pass those skills on.
And they just want to sit there and watch their TV and watch the
Super
Bowl.
Yeah, they think being wimpy, it protects them. When it's the opposite, it's totally backwards.
And pass those skills on. And like I said before, the founders used both. They used very public organization, and they also had the Sons of Liberty. It's a yin and yang thing. Use them both. But don't fool yourself into thinking, you guys out there, that by being silent and waiting for the day that you're getting things done. Organize right now.
That's right. If you won't get involved in the info war, you'll never physically fight.
I know some guys who are off the radar because they're combat vets, and that's a different ball game. But if you're not, unless you're one of them, then you better be doing something very publicly.
We need everybody to be public. We need people to get aggressive right now.
Right.
But that's the only thing that's going to save us is backing these crooks off, because they're watching. They're testing. And we fail the test, they're going to blow stuff up and blame it on us. They're going to come after us, and all hell's going to break loose. And by the way, the police out there, I'm not spoiling for some fight. Me and my kids aren't going to one of your dungeons. And let me explain something. You don't want to be in the Civil War. The globalists plan to wipe you out in the first year of this war. That is the plan, is to have us kill each other. So we need to get that message out to police. Do not go out and round up people for their political views.
Right. Your children are going to be either free or slaves also. They're not going to be exempt. So the police out there definitely need to choose sides. You need to choose, who do you serve? Do you serve the Constitution, the American people, or do you serve the destroyers?
Let's talk to Pete in New York. Let's go ahead, Pete. Got about a minute and a half.
Hey, Alex. Hey, Stuart. How are you guys doing today?
Good, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, Stuart, I had the pleasure of meeting you this past April. I drove up from Long Island to renew my oath. I met you. I had the pleasure of meeting Franklin Shook. I sat down at a picnic table in, I guess it was Springfield, because we drove from Lexington to Springfield to renew the oath. And I had the pleasure of shaking your hand and talking with you for a little while. Let me tell you, I'm such a proud member of Oath Keepers.
God bless you, brother.
About this. Yeah, I'm very excited about this Special Civilization Preservation Team program that's going to be going forward real soon. And I'm going to a New York meeting in another week or two.
Good.
And I just wanted to say that the spirit of 1776 is rising. We are not going to take it anymore, and we are going to go into action.
You got it.
Good. Good. We better warn everybody. Get the word out. Stuart, stay there. We got Tosh Plumlee coming on.
Good.
And I'll recap who he is, and he's now had the DOD. Will you print me, Julie Wilson's article about it so I have those points? He's now had the DOD contact him and say, how do you know all this, dealing with Benghazi? So stay with us, Stuart, right? Shotgun.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. And using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
I'll be honest.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption. Crashing to the lies and disinformation. Look, I'll be honest with everybody, and I've said this many times, but it's important people understand this, just from my perspective, constantly living this, studying it, going through all the stuff that happens behind the scenes, dealing with this, and watching the political process unfold over 20 years of political action, 18 years on air, and immersing myself in historical research as well, not just contemporary research. I would not be fighting this as hard and being as prominent and aggressive if we were dealing with the boss hog corruption of, say, like a Harry Truman, where there's just some bid rigging and robbing going on and things like that. The globalists are fundamentally trying to shut down freedom, shut down the family, dumb people down. They're fundamentally trying to wreck prosperity. They're fundamentally on record doing this to make us impoverished for social assimilation into a collectivist, eugenics-based Planned Parenthood nightmare. And you could argue and go, well, look at the dumbed-down public. We need to get rid of these dumb people. But they've helped accentuate that, and they're targeting the most intelligent people. They're targeting leadership males. The government documents have come out that are talking of high test scores with the drugging in schools. This is a military program by the globalist. So the military is now, because they have some military training, is going, wait, this is a military operation. And wait, we're targeted when we get out? They're understanding that there's no making a deal with this. It'd be like if aliens were 50 light years out and we're going to get here in 20 years or whatever. They had warp speed, and when they get here, they're going to destroy Earth, and we have their plans. I'm not going to like try to make a deal with them when they get here. That's the analogy. There's no making a deal with the New World Order. There's no, all right, I'll kind of resist it culturally and try to make it better. And you know, I wouldn't be 110% all in, just committed, really trying to be front and center on their radar, just begging for them to come after me if I realized there's no future if we don't anyways. But it's also very liberating to admit how much trouble we're in, because then all you can do is get ready and deal with it and fight it as hard as you can. That's what life's all about. We're meant to prevail. We're meant to survive. Victory is just survival, folks. And the globalists understand that. They want the whole future, everything for themselves. We're going to go back to your calls, Renee and John and Lee and Al and Bill and everybody. We only got him on for about 10 minutes just to get an update. I appreciate him coming on. Headline from Julie Wilson up on Infowars.com. Former CIA whistleblower targeted by government for Facebook post. Whistleblower calls out government Facebook post, gets threatened by the DOJ. Now, that's the Department of Justice, and I guess that's via the DOD. And the point is that Tosh Plumlee is a famous whistleblower from back in the Church hearings in 77, on record, and the Iran-Contra hearings. But he's still at 76 years old. The only job he has is a contractor. He's a famous contractor, flew guns to Castro when he was working for the U.S., then flew guns in after him. Bay of Pigs, you name it, all of it. For those that don't know history, he's a famous guy. Folks don't know who Chuck Yeager is or Audie Murphy. So it's just amazing. But the point is that he lived it. He came on our show, said they're going to come after me probably, but I talked to a high-level NATO source and others. It wasn't just the Libyan arms they were covering up to al-Qaeda with the ambassador from Turkey to Syria. It was in the legal export, but illegal to al-Qaeda, out of the State Department giving them actual modern stingers. He's got the DOJ saying, how do you know that? And so he's going to give us an update on what he's dealing with right now, what's happening as a contractor, a mercenary in his own words. But he's not a mercenary because, you know, he's got these contacts. He's risking his life to do this. And as Jim Garrison said, you got to be in the spotlight or get dead. He's also here because once he learned all this, he had to go public or he had a better chance of being killed. And from my research, I hadn't been around in the 50s like he was, but in my years of dealing with this stuff, he's absolutely right. So we'll get Stuart Rhodes' take on that in a moment as well. But Tosh Plumlee, we appreciate your courage. Tell us what you're going through, what's happened, and the repercussions you've had from coming on the broadcast.
Okay, well thank you, Alex. I appreciate your offer to come back on. I hope I can recap this for you in a way where your listeners can understand it. Back in 2009, friends of mine, military high-ranking officer, was involved with the task force out in Mexico, training out the Mexican Marinos to go in and track down cartel members and put a stop to some of those activities. That was an article that was done called Boots on the Ground by Bill Conroy and Narco News. That went from 2009, the Fast and Furious thing, got caught up in it. We began to find out weapons that were coming legally, not illegally, but legally from the Direct Commercial Sales Program were showing up in crime scenes in Mexico. These were not always coming from mom-and-pop gun stores. These were anti-aircraft guns, Stinger missiles, RPGs. I went in with Task Force down there and the Marinos with Task Force 7 and photographed some of these weapons, reported back to proper authorities what we were finding, and we got stonewalled. So the reason that I was contacted down there is because there was a leak that was causing the Task Force 7 members of that crew working inside Mexico. Cartel was finding out information that they were actually training out, and they were coming after him gunning. Similar to a situation that happened with Kiki Camarena in 1985. This has been an ongoing operation for, gosh, a number of years. Like I said earlier on one of your broadcasts, they take it off the shelf, tweak it a little bit, dust it off, put it back out in an operation. I'll speed up here a little bit. So then my friend down there, two others, they got transferred over to Afghanistan. Military intelligence unit over there began working with the NATO force. The NATO began to, began to find numerous weapons that were coming from stockpiles from the direct commercial sales program into Jordan, Turkey, Pakistan, and those were going into what they referred to as safe houses that were being run by elements or organizations within the CIA. I think that has become public now. Those weapons that were found The NATO guy relayed that information to my contact. My contact told me, he said, hey, the direct commercial sales program is sending weapons over to CIA safe houses, and they're being dispersed to factions within the Syrian rebels. Now, it's been reported that we're running to the Syrian rebels. The Syrian rebels are so interspersed with so many organizations and infiltrated, they're very poor. So these weapons, we lost monitor. We could not monitor them. Blue Lantern Report is supposed to monitor these weapons, tracking devices, things like that, to find out where they were going. All right. Then, about a year later after that, these weapons began to show up in these factions of these rebels' hands. They were U.S.-made weapons. They were high-impact weapons. They were RPG, M16, which are not really high impact, but anti-aircraft, all kinds of different 105 Hauser shell, 75 millimeters, armor-piercing stuff. These things were scattered to various safe houses in Jordan, Qatar, and Pakistan and Turkey. Then when we had the attack on the embassy, some of these groups that were supposed to be protecting that embassy was told to stand down, a national security matter. As a result of that, the attack, and we lost an ambassador. I would have probably never got into this except I heard a plea from one of the mothers of one of these men that was killed there in Benghazi. All she was doing was begging our government to tell her what happened.
And, Tosh, you've told that story. You're telling folks why you did this, you know, coming out of relative obscurity since 1991, the last time you testified to Congress on round two of Iran-Contra to tell this and risk your life and expose what your NATO source, to recap, you know, said. No, the word is they had the ambassador basically killed. The stand down was deliberate, and a lot of that's come out. My sources say that as well. You just talked directly to the NATO source and other Pentagon sources, as you said, military sources, high level, that confirmed it. Now you've, is it accurate? Because I've got your statements from Facebook. Tell us about the repercussions you got, because we know they go after whistleblowers that expose their crimes. Okay. What's happening?
Right. Okay, now we'll start up in here. So then what I thought I could do for my friend in there, he said, well, what can you do? And I said, well, I'll contact various people that I do know and see if we get the story out. So I thought we could hit mainstream media and then bam. So I immediately got shut down. That started alarming me a little bit, so I said, okay, I'm going to go out.
That's right. You did interviews with Fox News and others, and none of it aired.
Not as yet. And I understand that there's some little problems that they're having about airing this particular story.
I was about to say, so you've done that interview, but they haven't aired it. Go ahead.
Right. So I thought, well, the only thing that's going to protect me is get this information out there before the fact. So I began to say, okay, here's the story. This, answer these questions that I have for the sake of Mrs. Smith. Answer the questions of what happened to her son. Why is there, in my opinion, a cover-up? The only reason that I feel that there's a cover-up is because of the weapons that were shipped legally through the direct commercial sales that were getting pilfered into rebels' hands and being used against our
Sure, and now Obama signed an order saying he's allowed to arm terrorists, but it's retroactive. It still doesn't hold water. So what's the DOJ? What are they saying to you?
Well, all right, they were supposed to come out here, and we're going to have a sort of a top level, well, not a top level. We're going to have a meeting about this at Peterson Air Force Base sometime around the 20, I think it was the 23rd, 24th, somewhere along there. And then as a result of me going to the public, releasing the story, they called off that meeting. The meeting was going to be a preliminary meeting to talk to me about this NATO source and also my colonel friend. I was told that I would be called back. This was a preliminary meeting, and I'll probably be called back to D.C. to testify to what I've said publicly.
Sure, they always say that, though. You know, I mean, you're smarter than I am. You've been through this. They're trying to find out who the sources are.
Well, that's exactly what I'd already gone through. That was a Fast and Furious situation, and then also back in some earlier stuff where I got gagged because they threatened me after I testified.
Sure, so you called Jim Mars. He got a hold of me so you could get this out before they gagged you. So what's the latest?
All right, well, the latest was then they come in and tell me that they're taking what I have said and turn that over to the DOJ and the Homeland Security and State Department for a possible investigation of releasing national security matters. Hell, I'm not even an employee of the federal government. I'm not privy to top secret information, but I did have a leak that leaked some information to me.
Sure. I mean, here's the deal. You knew what was going on. We all know. These are criminals that murdered him to cover up their al-Qaeda arming, and now they're coming to threaten you with the same Justice Department that ran Fast and Furious and that runs all the narcotics and the little kids and everything else, and the mafia is mad you're exposing them. The mafia is mad you're not a total coward.
Well, okay, so I'm looking for, I'm telling you the story. I mean, so as a result, the meeting was canceled because it was already public, and they said to me that they're going to turn this over for an investigation, and they wanted to know my sources. And I said, well, I'm a journalist. I'm not going to divulge my sources. And this is the quote. Sir, we will see about that. To me, I considered that as a threat. And then immediately I called my friend Jim Mars. He advised me to get back in touch with you, get it out public before the fact that you've been threatened. I take it as a threat. Now, they want to tell me to tell them who my sources are in NATO and who my sources are in the U.S. military. I refuse to do that. So now, are they going to try to make me a Bradley Manning and a Snowden or a crossbreed between the two? I'm not a government employee.
Here's the deal. They're at war with the press. And if they blow your car up, or they say you commit suicide, or they blow my car up, we were killed, period. And, hey, it's not like we're stupid with these guys. You knew what you were doing. I know. We all know. We're all in. They hate that, too. I mean, Tosh, you knew this, but this shows they're really, really scared. We've got the head of Oath Keepers here with us, constitutional lawyer, Ron Paul advisor, folks that just joined us, Stuart Rhodes, oathkeepers.org. What's your take on what you're hearing here?
Well, Mr. Plumlee is doing exactly what needs to be done, and hats off to him for being a whistleblower. This is exactly what has to happen. Those who have knowledge of what's going on need to expose it, and he's a hero, frankly. He's just as much a hero as Snowden, if not more so, since he's still in the United States. I would encourage him to contact Senator Rand Paul's office or one of the other patriots, maybe Cruz, someone at the high levels of the U.S. government, to go there and testify, go to their offices now, become one of their witnesses. That's probably your best protection in the legal.
That's right, because what people don't get, I want you to continue with your...
Now, let me interject something here. That doesn't always work.
No, it doesn't.
Fast and Furious, I went to Senator Grassley through Donnelly and their aide, and I give them the complete picture, the background, the whole story about what that military crew, Task Force 7, was doing down out of Fort Bliss, Texas, was doing down in Mexico.
Right.
They put me on ice.
Right.
Now, I went out, not public to the media about that at first. Then I made contact to another media friend that I had named Narco News, who covered it, and also Salem News, who put me on as a journalist for my protection.
Sure.
They covered it. Now, I go out to see Ron Paul. I go out to see these fat cats sitting up in Washington, and I'm not mad at these people. I just want to get them off their butt and do something to this country by sitting here throwing...
Well, I mean, also, we're not the glittery Fox News or CNN, even though our audience are as big or bigger.
I'm not a conspiracy type person. I don't give a rat's butt about what
the hell they do in Washington, D.C. As far as being a hero and a mercenary or a whistleblower, that's not my game in life. There is something going on here that the American people need to know about.
Right.
Tosh, I agree. You really sound energized now that they've threatened you.
I went through proper channels. That did not work.
Right.
I contacted mainstream media. That did not work. Now, you've asked me to come back on this program for the third time. There is a series of questions that I have asked directly for Mrs. Smith. Why won't the State Department, the DOJ, Homeland Security, and the President of the United States answer those 11 questions that I've asked over 2 weeks ago?
I think you can hear me over the cell phone. Tosh, I got to say this. We're going to break here in a moment. This is a big deal. I mean, Julie Wilson wrote the article. We've got you on about this. We're now in the same kettle of fish with you here. My whole issue is that our listeners need to understand, we drop bombshell after bombshell. People first heard about the Navy SEALs being murdered here. That's now come out and been confirmed. Okay, we first broke that. We break so much big stuff. Our listeners need to understand how serious this is. You're hearing the big Benghazi break right now and a Fast and Furious break. This guy's a famous whistleblower right here, right now. The DOJ's threatening him. They've already persecuted the press. We need to talk about what we do next. Stay there, Tosh. We're going to come back with Stuart Rhodes, constitutional lawyer. You're a constitutional lawyer, head of Oath Keepers. Maybe you need to take this guy on and take him up there with you to Washington and have a press conference because, again, they might try to whack this guy. I'm telling you, that's what they do. They're a bunch of killers.
Well, he's doing the right thing.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Way is the first cold temperature processed 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Way is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We'll be right back.
I got Tosh Plumlee during the break to tell me what's going on, and then he said I could say it on air. He told the Senate Armed Services Committee all this info, and I knew this a few weeks ago, and they said they were going to take him up here and have him testify. Now they called him up and said, what you were given was illegal, and what you did was illegal, and we want your sources in the Pentagon and in NATO. And he said, well, I'm a journalist. I don't have to give you that. And they said, we'll see about that. And that's a threat. Now they've got him under surveillance, messing with him. And this is how they operate. I mean, they're there to just get the info to shut down. They all know they had Predator drones watching the whole deal. It was an order. Kill the ambassador, cover it up, the cover-up giving the Stinger missiles to Al-Qaeda, which they'll probably use to blow up airplanes later and take our rights. I mean, you know, it's that simple. But it's all out there now. So, Stuart, you're a constitutional lawyer. This is a big deal.
It is.
And I agree with you. Yeah, he's contacted him behind the scenes. He needs to go have a press conference. He's done it here. But it shows how cowardly the media is. Not one person in that hour-long press conference would ask Obama about Obamacare yesterday. I mean, look at Infowars.com. Obama trendies want mandatory helmets for walking. 14 out of 20 Austinites think we should wear helmets. I mean, it's just servile cowards everywhere. And Tosh, you are a hero. In a world of cowards, standing up for what's right is heroic. I'm sorry. And it's easy to charge up a machine gun hill, studies have shown. It's harder all by yourself out there to go public against the whole power structure. So your comments here, Stuart Rhodes, to Tosh Plumlee.
He's right to not trust politicians. So I think he's right to do a dual-prong approach. Go to the media and make it as big as you can through any alternative media you possibly can do. But also do try to use someone like Rand Paul or Senator Cruz, who have bigger balls than Grassley, frankly. So go to someone like that. Don't count on it. But that's your best shot. And the more public you are, the safer you are.
But they all know. I've talked to Pentagon people. I mean, we had them on air, and then they get threatened and make me retract what they already said on air.
Right.
I mean, I knew a week after the whole deal. They set him up to kill him. They got rid of him to give the missiles. And I mean, now he's just got it directly from another NATO person.
He needs more documentation. And as much as you can throw out there right now, so it's too late for them to stop you, the better.
I mean, obviously, they probably know the colonel he's talking to, and they know who the NATO guy is. They just want to try to have a chilling effect. But what if everybody goes public?
Right.
Tosh, make your points. I'm sorry I'm running on here.
No, okay, that's no problem. This is, a project that's been put on the shelf. It was put on after Cuban days. Remember gun running operations? We financed both sides. We sent guns to Batista. We sent guns to Fidel Castro when they called him Castro Oil back in the 50s, the late 50s, early 60s, fed to the Bay of Pigs, guns going to both sides. We come all the way up into Cuba.
Sure, absolutely. We know you put that on record. It's historical. You've testified to Congress.
Okay, so then they push it off. Now, here, back to focus, back to where it started all this. I started these questions. Do I have time? I'm going to make a direct challenge on your broadcast to the senators that Stuart is trying to get me in contact with, to the mainstream media who will dodge these questions, to the people that go to a press conference and ask the President of the United States questions. If they ask these kind of questions, they'd be thrown out on their ear. Can I ask these questions on your program, log them before the fact, and ask them to give you direct answers to these questions?
Yes, sir. We got to go to break here in a moment. We can come back and do those questions, but start getting into your direct questions now.
My direct question is: the United States secretly arming and supporting various factions of the Syrian rebels with high-caliber impact weapons from the United States arsenal? Yes or no? Number two: is the United States low-known direct commercial sales program, also known as the Blue Lantern Report, being used as a cutout to secretly aid both sides of a Middle Eastern civil war? That's question number two: yes or no? Is America, again, playing both sides against the middle for corporate gain, as previously demonstrated by the Cuban Project of the 50s and 60s, as well as the Iran-Contra fiasco of the 80s?
Tosh, stay there. We're back in 1 minute. Infowars.com/show for the video feed.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.